Well, good morning. 6:44. Brock Hunter.
What's up?
44. Oh, man. Well, anyway, stick around. We still got a lot of great stuff on the show coming up. We got your history lesson on the way, dumb vocabulary, all that. I shouldn't say good stuff. I mean, all that stuff.
I mean, it's there.
Things, noise for the sake of making noise. It's on there.
We broadcasted, that's for sure.
Hey, it's not our fault they're keeping us on. Right now, though, we got to do your rock news and rock history. Let's get it.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. Owner John Van Lanningham, his crew, going to get you taken care of back on the road quickly and safely. Just had my truck there. Get it fixed up. Of course, John and his crew are amazing, and they will not overcharge you. They'll get you back in your car. It's just great. You can breathe easy. Yeah.
Yeah. Stair. Easy, but it's like he just took some stairs.
Anyway, go see him. AIR. They'll get you taken care of. Well, The Who returned to Cincinnati, Ohio Sunday night for their first concert there in 43 years.
Wow.
When 11 fans were trampled to death rushing to the gate on their show on December 3rd, 1979 at the Riverfront Coliseum, performing at TQL Stadium, a Major League Soccer venue in Cincinnati. Pete Townsend addressed the crowd following a few songs.
You know, I've been trying to think of what to say, what we're called to say, what we're uncalled to say. And really, there's no words that we can say that can meet with the fact that you guys have come out tonight and supported this event. Thank you so much.
Sunday night's concert was a benefit for the PM Memorial Scholarship Fund, founded in August of 2010 in memory of the three seniors from the city of Finneytown High School killed that night, Stephen Preston, Jackie Eckler, and Karen Morrison. The scholarship is for school seniors who pursue degrees in arts and music. With the members of the 9 of the 11 families impacted by the tragedy on hand, photos of the 11 victims were shown on the screen during Love Rain Over Me. And in the next and final song of the night, Bab O'Reilly, The Who were joined by seven members of the Finneytown Children's Choir, which is part of the scholarship program as well. So obviously a tragic event that took place and kept The Who away from there for a very long time. But it's cool that they got back out there and you know, paid tribute to that tragic event and the people that were affected, the families, and also have done a lot of good with the scholarship since 2010. So
sounded like pretty good time there, too,
yeah.
As well.
I don't think they were actually on tour. I didn't know. That's why I was so surprised that they were playing a show or they decided to do that, because I didn't think The Who was doing anything tour-wise or they were even doing anything as a band.
Well, it's been a while since that two-year break, man, and I'm so happy that it is back to normal and people are enjoying themselves again. Yeah. You know?
So, but cool. And again, a tragic event, but it's great to see the people coming out and supporting that and supporting the scholarship fund and everything. The Who put on a great show in remembrance of those people. But all right, well, there you go. That is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, May 16th, 1970, Randy Bachman left the Guess Who. And that's sad, but hey, he did go on to form Bachman Turner Overdrive. So we got another band out of a band. So
it worked out. Love me some Bachman Turner. Do it. Great songs, man.
Great songs. So yeah, it's good when a band member leaves a band and then they make another kick ass band, kind of like Metallica.
John Fogerty,
Metallica kicking out David Mustaine. He got he got Megadeth. Then it happens, and it's good. It's good for us. It's good for us. But all right, there you go. That is your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back. More.